Hello, this is Lisa bringing to you 52 marketing and promotional ideas for your business. So today I am with Serena.
Hi.
Hello, thanks Hi. For joining us.
My pleasure.
Yeah, so we're at Neutral Bay at this beautiful hair salon. So can you pronounce this for me?
Sure. Is it Via Spiga? Via Spiga is actually the street where I'm from, Milan.
Right. And how long have you guys been here?
4.5 years.
Fantastic. Wow. And you've got another...
Yeah, just recently, 6 months ago, we opened actually a spa with the same name in Caloray. Not far away. And it's a little bit more about pampering and relaxation.
We like hair and beauty. We
hair and beauty.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Good. Well, thanks for joining us. I appreciate
Pleasure.
That. Yeah. So, Serena, what we do on every episode is we share our marketing ideas. And the whole point is, you know, our audience are business owners like yourself, or people who look after marketing. So it's really about giving them different ideas that they can use for their business.
Yeah.
Okay, so the idea that we want to share for this particular episode is, you know, in smartphones, you know, people have cameras, right? And then people go, well, how can I utilize that for my business? Right? So one of the ideas that we're working with one of our clients, and which is a hair salon, they, you know, we had a chat and then we came up with an idea of doing a makeover competition.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Right?
My clients will love that.
Yeah, so imagine, like, before getting your hair done, you can take a photo, right? And then afterward, because, you know, it's, when you get your hair done, it's quite a big difference before and after. And then you can get another photo done and it gets emailed, you know, to you guys, to the business owner. And then, so then what you're doing is you're interacting with the clients, you're making it fun, so you can, every quarter, you do a makeover competition, you know, where people come in, you know, before, after, get their photos done, gets emailed to you. So you're doing the interaction. But then the other aspect is you're actually getting content from your clients, right, which is very powerful.
Yeah.
And then what you can do is with this before after photos, and obviously with permission of the customer, is to say, you know, you can then use these photos to go to your website, so they're testimonial photos.
Yes.
Right? And then what you can also do is as part of the competition, if you want to spice it up a bit, you can post them on Facebook or Pinterest, right? And get people to vote. You know, and then you can tag them, and then so they can also then do the viral aspect and share it with their friends. Come on, guys! I think you guys would like my photos so that I can win the makeover competition.
Okay, yeah.
Right. So you can imagine how that will go. So so that's an idea that you can use is, you know, utilizing cameras within smartphones, and those who do have a mobile app. Then one of the capabilities is actually as soon as the photo is taken, it automatically generates the email.
Yeah,
you know, with the email address. So, you know, it makes it a bit easier for the clients.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Have you guys done something like this before? Makeover?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Uh-huh.
We like to think that we did, but we didn't really.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, makeover for me, like, they have to let me do whatever I think.
Wow.
That's makeover. So that would be great. Yeah, we'd love to do something like that, definitely.
Fantastic. Yes. Awesome. So, so there you go. Here's another idea, especially if your business is... where people look before and after is quite different. You know, it's something that you can utilize, you know, for your business.
Yeah.
So Serena, what we do is we always invite our guests to share with us something that's funny, you know, either a joke or something that happens in the business.
Yes, it's not a joke, it's the truth that happened for real.
Okay.
I think the worst complaint we had, and now, unfortunately, we have to ask people at 9 o'clock in the morning, would you like a glass of wine? When I'm drinking my coffee, I have to actually offer champagne. Because we've been accused of false advertising, basically. We didn't offer the wine. So from now on, 9 o'clock in the morning, feel free to come. We'll give you a glass of wine.
Hold on. Just make sure I get it right. So you had an instance at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
You didn't offer a client a glass of wine.
Yes.
So they did a complaint.
Absolutely. She was furious. she was very upset about it.
She must be an early starter.
I know. Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Yeah.
So now 9 o'clock, you offer
I have
wine.
To, yes. Yeah,
well, if you want to get your hair done and have a glass of wine at 9 a.m. in the morning, you know where to go. Wait, what's your website?
www.via/spiga.com.au.
Right, and you better have to spell it right here.
We,
right. Excellent. Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Us.
Thank you guys for coming. Yeah,
so hopefully you learned something from this episode, and if you want to get more ideas, then stay tuned for the next one. Bye.
Bye.